The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, or CREG, will release its much-anticipated revenue forecast on Tuesday. Wyoming's revenues are expected to drop $500 to $600 million, which means legislators will have a lot less money to spend compared to the last budget. This comes at a time when the governor has already asked state agencies to find ways to trim $200 million from the existing budget. The culprit is falling energy prices, specifically from oil and gas. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck says that lawmakers know that the CREG report will only confirm that they need to make some changes in the way they spend money.
In some ways, you could say lawmakers have been waiting for this day. Ever since natural gas prices started dipping in the last decade, lawmakers have been very careful with how they've spent money and started saving for the future. Speaker of the House Kermit Brown says the spending was strategic.
And we've used the majority of that money building one-time projects and not trying to increase recurring expenses. And so we have a lot of nice new things that we've bought and we've built. We've tried not to build the state payroll or the state government any more than we had to in anticipation of this day.
Oil and gas prices are roughly half of what they were projected to be a year ago. And Brown has been told low prices may last for the next 3 years. Even after that, they won't return to the levels of the last decade. Last month, Governor Matt Mead indicated that budget reductions are on the way.
We're going to have to tighten our belts and tighten our belts a lot.
I don't think there's any reason for cuts. I really don't.
That's Senate Minority Leader Chris Rothfuss.
I think that we can go on with a reasonable budget similar to the budget that we had last time.
The reason is simple. Rothfuss says the legislative reserve account, which is also called a rainy day fund, has $2 billion, so they can spend some of that. Meanwhile, the state's been earning record investment revenues, and that return could also be used to soften the blow. And one more thing. The legislature has been automatically putting some money into savings. Rothfuss says they could use that money to pay for current needs. He says the fiscal downturn is a real concern, but he adds that Wyoming is prepared to weather the storm and leaders need to take a sensible approach.
We don't want to panic. We don't want to wreck the state. We do recognize that we have a lot of funds available to us in savings, and we want to make sure that we're judicious about using those funds and at the same time not just senselessly cutting programs.
Rothfuss says his biggest concern is that some budget hawks might see this as an opportunity to look to unnecessary austerity measures. While organizations like the Wyoming Liberty Group are calling for cuts in the budget, legislative leaders seem to be leaning towards keeping things mostly flat. But one area appears vulnerable. That's state aid for local government. 2 years ago, the legislature provided $175 million and last year added another $8 million. But that money could either go away or get substantially reduced. On a gray, rainy day that seemed to fit her mood, Laramie City Manager Janine Jordan is preparing for the worst.
Historically, what we know in Laramie is that when the state cuts their budget, reduces their spending, there is typically a similar reduction in funding to municipal governments.
And so, in the last few days, Jordan took some action.
And so we're freezing hiring other than essential public safety positions pending the outcome of the budget session.
Despite efforts to diversify its local economy, Albany County and Laramie do not get the tax revenue that other places get because it features a lot of federal lands, and its largest employer, the University of Wyoming, is tax-exempt. Jordan says Laramie gets about $160 per person to spend on services, where other comparable-sized communities get thousands. Riverton City Administrator Stephen Weaver says it would be disappointing if the legislature cut local government funding.
In the good times, they've been packing away the money, and we really haven't. So I'd hope that they would keep us at the same levels because in the good times, we haven't gained any more than, but they have.
Speaker of the House Kermit Brown says he understands their concern, but there are a lot of needs. Medicaid expansion could put $50 million of federal money into the state budget, but Brown is not convinced that they can count on that money in the long term, and he's also not ready to consider any taxes.
It would just be a total breach of trust with the people of the state of Wyoming to now say, well, now we have to raise taxes because all the money we saved and all the revenue that's coming from it is inadequate, and we've built all these recurring obligations in state government that you're going to have to pay with more taxes. We're a long ways from there.
The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group report is released Tuesday. The budget session begins in February. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.